talking at? Back to work.
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Coming from the somewhat new digs, the new studio in my apartment, where some will gather to join me on the show for the next few weeks, few months. We will see how everything goes. But as promised, the show marches on. Here we are. And the song that opens the show that was just playing beneath me was Swimwear by the band Hey Hello. And a little fun fact about that, that was actually going to be the song that opened up Cape 32, which was the first show done at Skid Row Studios. But I decided Back in the Saddle was a little more appropriate, mainly because I was getting back to doing podcasting for the first time in a couple of months. And also relaunching the show. Back in the Saddle just seemed more appropriate. But I love Swimwear. I love almost everything Ginger Wildheart does. So I thought that would be a good song to kick off with back in January. But now I'm using it this time because I haven't used it since for whatever reason. So there we go. For those of you who subscribe and find the show on iTunes, first of all, it seems some people are not getting the newer episodes since I believe it's Cape 70 forward. They haven't gotten the last couple of episodes. So go to the podcasting app or the iTunes store or whatever you use on your Apple device or on your computer or whatever, and look for Chris Abalo's podcast experiment by name. If it shows you're subscribed, unsubscribe and resubscribe again, and everything should update. There were a few people who had to do that, and they got the entire feed with all the shows. So there we go. And now, since the show feed is coming from chrisabalo.com, the entire Cape catalog is available in the iTunes feed. It's something that I talked about a couple of months ago on the show where we were going to put them on the Skid Row server and have them all come up under the single iTunes feed, but it never happened. But now it's all available in one handy dandy spot. And of course, the show still available at, should still be available at Stitcher and at chrisabalo.com as always. And once again, if there are any resources, if you aren't an iTunes fan, I know there are people who aren't, but if you're not into using iTunes to get your podcasts, then please give me your suggestions on places to make the show available, because I want to keep it available for everybody. There are links if you're a Droid user. If you go to chrisabalo.com and click on any episode, it'll link you through Blueberry to connect to one of the various Droid apps, which will automatically subscribe to the show. So when a new episode goes up, it'll be available on your Android device. So you can always do that if you go through chrisabalo.com. But as of now, all the episodes are available on iTunes and through the various Droid apps, including Beyond Pod. And I know a bunch of Android users who use that. That's one of the many recommended options. So check that out. Strangely, for some reason, in this episode you're about to hear, with the hilarious title to it, I never actually introduced everybody who's on the show, as I have done for ages. If you've been listening, you'll certainly recognize everyone's voices, but it's Norman, Sherry, and my sister Carol, who are on the show this week, talking about all sorts of things, including what happened after we recorded the final episode, the Skid Row Studios finale, aka last week's show. You're going to hear all about that. And we spent a little bit of time talking about some California-centric stuff like traffic, weather, parking, all sorts of nonsense. And it's kind of funny because, speaking of parking, I had some doctor visits last week. Just stuff to catch up. Just some regular maintenance, oil changes, things like that. And I went over to the medical complex in Burbank. And since I was seeing doctors I haven't seen before, I didn't know what the parking situation was or whatever, and there's a parking garage right by the medical complex. It's $1 for every 15 minutes and an $8 maximum. And I thought, well, surely they'll validate and then it won't cost anything. But I wasn't going to take that chance anyway, so I found street parking a couple of blocks up. But I thought it was strange, because you would think in 2015 there'd be some way of verifying if somebody has an appointment there. Sure, there are going to be those people who want to take advantage of what could potentially be free parking over by the medical complex. But there's not really much there other than doctor's offices, so I can't imagine anybody who'd want to come in and say, I'm going to park over there and take advantage of the free parking, because they don't charge because it's all doctors. But you would think they'd be able to verify there's an appointment and not charge you up to $8 if you're going to be there for 2 hours. And who gets in and out of the doctor anyway? But I didn't want to take a chance because I didn't know whether or not they validated. I figured, well, I'll ask when I go upstairs. Sure enough, they don't validate. And that appointment, had I parked in that garage, it would have cost me $7. So this is the world we're living in, basically. You can't park for free if you're going to see any of the doctors in the building, and it's the whole, you know, it kind of spans the whole gamut over in this particular segment of buildings. So you can take your chances literally on the street, or you can pay up to $8 to park in the building across from the doctor's offices. It's just, it's pretty ridiculous to me that there isn't some way. I mean, it seems like a very Los Angeles type thing where you have to pay to park everywhere, which is very, very real. But I've never paid to park at a doctor's office before. I mean, maybe there's a similar thing in New York. I can't say I've never been to a hospital or a doctor's office in New York, knock on wood. But I was baffled by the fact that there at least wasn't some way to verify, like, you have an appointment, okay, then you can park for free or something. Like, I can get charging people who are there for other business, but if you're going for a doctor's appointment, I just thought that was crazy. But there was some amusement to be found because Halloween was coming up. The doctor's office had these decorations all over with bats kind of carrying around severed limbs. They were separate. They were obviously bat decoration, then these severed limbs, fairly anatomically correct severed limbs, I'm guessing, that they glued or taped just below the bats all around the office. And on the, if you go to chrisabal.com and you look at the Cape 74 post, I'll put a picture of it there, because the decoration on the outside of the doctor's office, right on the door, was a sign that says no one leaves, with a hypodermic needle through it and a severed hand attached below it, or hanging. It looks like it's hanging from the sign. I thought it was funny. I saw the humor in it, but I guess other people might not. Think of people who are squeamish and are scared to go to the doctor. I know plenty of people, because of being, having bad doctors, that get a little nuts when it comes to going to a doctor's office. They get very nervous, and so much so that they'd rather be sick, or they'd rather just not go and not know what's happening with them. They'd rather just tough it out. Think of those people as they're coming in and saying, oh, no one leaves. Oh, God. And then seeing this needle stuck in, blood dripping from the sign. I thought it was funny, and I like the kind of self-awareness of it. But I couldn't help but think of the people who might actually be like run screaming back to the elevator because they're like, I'm not going in there. No chance. And I also did find it funny that in the doctor's office, where they have various signs about other things going on in the building, it did make me laugh that the diabetes clinic was held in suite 420. Like, they have, I guess, a weekly clinic where you go in and it's about maintaining your diabetes or keeping maintaining your blood sugar, I guess, and healthy lifestyle things that can keep your diabetes in check. But 420 just immediately made me think of somebody who's coming up in, I mean, look, it's California, it's Southern California. Marijuana is pretty heavily available. I'm just imagining somebody who's like, listen, don't go to a bakery or the grocery store to get brownies. Get these brownies because they're natural. It just made me think of the sweet 420 thing. Just made my mind wander with all sorts of enjoyment. And it gave me quite a bit of a laugh. And the parking bit. New paperwork I'm a fan of at the doctor's offices, because apparently we need to put a note on sections which include any medical ailments which you're dealing with or you've had in the past. And one of the sections, where you're just circling yes, no, do you have a loss of appetite, nausea, ailments, side effects, whatever, at the bottom it's difficulty with erections, and in parentheses said for men only. Do we really need a notation about that? Are there women who could interpret that the question's for them? Do they think it has to do with erect nipples? I'm just wondering the conversation that happened either with a patient who did fill that in, or when the doctor had to tell whoever types up the forms, if they're specific to his office, can you put in a little notation that says for men only? Because the women keep mentioning, yes, difficulty with erections, and they're asking me about their husband's potential for ED. No, no, we shouldn't need this. Or we're stupid. That's the other side of it. Sorry to say that the grocery store Fresh and Easy is closing. I've been a fan of them. They opened here in around 2007, but I never really started shopping there until 2012 when I came back out to California. So it's a drag to see that they're going away. And because the store's closing, of course, there's sales and it, you know, as little as 10% off on some items. But I went there the other day and the place was swarmed. And I'm thinking, wow, for a company that is closing because of profitability not being where they need it to be, it's a shame. Now the place is swarmed when you could just save 10% on everything. It's a little sad, and I'm sorry to see the store go. And it's a weird thing that's happening with grocery stores, because there's another company called Hagen, which has been around in, I guess, the West for a while. But they bought up a couple of other grocery stores. They didn't take over any other chains, but they bought a few locations up and expanded just this year, maybe May, April, June, something like that. It was only a couple of months ago, and they're already closing all of their stores. So I don't know what's happening with grocery stores with having trouble staying afloat. I mean, I know from talking to my parents, there are a few that were around when I was growing up in New Jersey that aren't around anymore, or that have scaled back drastically compared to how many there used to be. But I just wonder why grocery chains are struggling. Is it because places like Target and Walmart are carrying groceries, have big sections? In some cases, the bigger stores have entire grocery store sized halves to them, and then the other half is the kind of big box retail standard layout you'd expect. I don't know. I wonder what that's about. It's just kind of a curious thing. But needless to say, I'm sorry to see you go, Fresh and Easy. They'll probably be gone maybe the end of this week, maybe next week. But it's kind of a shame to see it happen. But let's get down to the show. First, though, let me mention, since this is the first episode being done here with this new equipment, because I upgraded a bunch of equipment and still arranging it in a way that works and figuring out a setup that works best, you may even notice that this intro bit, which I'm recording on the day, Monday, November 2nd, the sound quality is better than even the sound quality of the show itself, because even in the last few days since recording the episode, I figured out new ways to set things up. So the sound is good, so the sound quality is as professional as possible. Frankly, even though this is kind of a, in a way, a trial episode, because it was the first time we sat down, especially with four people, which is more often than not the maximum amount of people we have on the show, I was able to make tweaks as we went along, and I've since figured out some more and better ways to set things up. Frankly, I think the sound quality of this episode sounds overall very good and sounds better than a hell of a lot of podcasts out there. And I listen to quite a few, even though it's, you know, there's hundreds of thousands now. But there are people who record them on their iPhones. Nothing wrong with it, but the fact that we actually take the time and make the effort to set everybody up with mics instead of just having something stationary in between us while we have a conversation, we try to give it a little bit of balance. And there is going to be a little bit of figuring that out. But overall, this, as good as the sound quality is now, it's only going to get better. And you'll definitely notice that, the difference between how I sound right now and how the show itself sounds, because that's how much progress has been made in just the last few days. As I said, we talk about what happened after we recorded the last show at Skid Row Studios. We had a little after party with one in particular pretty funny mishap, which, sort of explains the title of the episode, but we'll get right down to that. But first, I want to talk to you about Dollar Shave Club. Isn't it funny how now everybody, including other razor companies, and there are certain companies for the guys who don't shave, they need to appeal to them, guys who buy different beard products or mustache products, they all have monthly services now the way Dollar Shave Club has been doing for years. And now other companies are getting on that kind of business model, but who's been doing it for longer? Dollar Shave Club. I use them every day because I shave every single day. Razors for as little as a dollar a month. Plus shaving cream, post-shave lotion, hair care products, and they can be used for women too. They're just razors. They're gender neutral. Give them a try. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/cape and sign up. Try them out. You can always change your razor. You can change the frequency at which your products are delivered. They're incredibly flexible, and I personally use these razors every day, so I highly, highly recommend them. All right, on with this week's show. You are hot all the time, Norman.
Oh, my God.
That's what it's all about.
That's not true. I'm sexy all the time. Let's get straight. Sharing.
So welcome to the first episode of Cape that we're doing from the new pseudo studio, which we'll be tweaking as things go along. But this is the first time we're doing the show together like this. And four of us out of the five who were on the show last week are here because we were the four who had the after party last week. After the show.
Party don't stop.
Ain't no party like after party.
That's it. I couldn't think of the lyric, yes.
Anyway, so because there hadn't really been an occasion yet, I thought, well, let me take everybody out. And it was one of the times where the majority of the regulars were there. So I thought, well, let's all go out and celebrate. I've been meaning to kind of take everybody out as a thank you for being so consistently on the show. And I thought, well, this will be the time. Candace had to head home because she had work early. So the four of us went out afterwards to 800 degrees in downtown Los Angeles, where, as mentioned last week, Carol got loaded and ordered a $24 pizza.
Well, I didn't get loaded there. I was loaded when I entered.
Well, so. But that was a side effect of you having had so much. So anyway.
That was good pizza, by the way.
That was really good.
Delicious.
It is.
Very
yes.
surprised.
Yep.
Very surprised.
But one at a time. One sip at a time.
No, they have a great happy hour. My drink was like $5 for gin and tonic.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
That was a really good happy hour. I was amazed too because I was paying for it.
Yeah.
Mine was not.
No, you had like an expensive fancy
me too.
Drink.
Mine too. My first one anyway.
Yeah. You two had, when did you have?
I had a vodka tonic. I think Sherry had a gin.
Oh, you had a vodka tonic with Grey Goose.
Yeah, you had a fancy Grey. Do you guys see? I'm the better friend because I was like, give me the cheap drink.
You didn't know it was that cheap. It was like $4 because it was happy hour.
Wait, what? Norman, what did you have? I don't even know.
I had gin and tonic.
Oh, you had a gin and tonic. Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, sure, I'll do that. But, you know, it was a rough night.
What? Were you sad? Because we were doing the last episode?
Well, yeah. And I was tired from work, so I was like, and it was my Friday. No, it wasn't.
That was Monday. What do you? It was Tuesday. I'm sorry. It was Tuesday.
In her head, it was her Friday.
In my head, it was my Friday.
It was Tuesday. You still had 2 days to go. It was your Wednesday.
Well, it was just that kind of week for her.
Yeah.
It was. So, anyway, let's start with that. So well, that's why I didn't want to walk.
Oh, yeah, that's technically what happened. Now,
tired ass.
Mapping it out, the 800 degrees was only 0.7 miles from the studio. So it was a short walk. It was a couple blocks. And we thought, rather than park elsewhere, we've already paid to park in the lot by Skid Row. Let's just walk, and then we can walk back so we don't need to worry about parking downtown. It's parking downtown, parking anywhere in the city is a giant pain in the ass. But parking's
the worst.
Parking downtown, yeah, it really is the worst. And Cher was like, no, I'll drive, it's okay. And we drove around and around and around and kept driving past the place and couldn't find a place that was open. We couldn't find any metered parking because the meters were all full because it was after hours. We didn't have to put money in the meter. And we ended up in a lot, which we had to kind of find our way into. But it was, two blocks over? So it wasn't that bad. Still, we could have walked. For the amount of time it took to drive and park and find a space, we could have... Well, I'm just saying it's on you.
Well, from the last time, the very first time that I went there, I went from another person's place. So you know how you go from that distance, you're like, that's not far. That's what I thought this was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently,
it was not.
I was wrong.
It was very wrong.
Baby, it took too long. I was caught in the rush hour. No, nothing.
But if we can also
don't worry about
make
it.
This a gripe fest, that they have a machine that does not give change.
Yes.
So you're screwed into paying whatever you have on you for the parking.
That was fucked
downtown
up.
Across the street from Target.
Yes.
Do not park there.
That's so true.
Target and other large establishments that really should have reasonable.
Where all the tall parking. Buildings are. There's only really a small pocket of downtown that's vertical.
That isn't.
I was so excited because in my job, very rarely do I get tips anymore. Just because I don't do what I used to do, and I'm not going to put it out there what I do. I don't strip though.
But, not yet.
No, but yeah.
No favors either.
That was my
either.
One tip of the day. Yes. I said, "Oh, hooray! I'm gonna like buy an extra drink or something." Like
it was
that.
Like a flat $7 or something, right?
Yeah, and I
and all you had on you,
I just know Sherry yeah. put a 10 in there, and I was like, "That's
I
was just like,
I felt so bad for
wrong.
You.
Don't feel bad for me. I mean, that was karma for your ass."
Yeah, because so you you're like, "I'm not walking, no way." So you end up having
I was
to pay.
On my feet all day.
But Sherry also got a wedding proposal that evening too.
Oh Jesus, we completely skipped over that.
Handsome man.
We beautiful. We walked Candace across the street because she parked in a different lot than we did. And we're standing there at the crosswalk. And first the guy comes up to me, grizzled, like gravelly voiced homeless guy, comes up to me and he was like, "Oh, what is it?" He said first. He's like, I don't know if he said you got change.
You got some change?
Was it you got some change? Do you want to do it? You can act
no,
out.
No, you go ahead. I'll say what he said to me.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Well, he started with me. He's like, "You got some change?" I was like, "No." He's like, "You got no change?" I was like, "No, I don't have any change." He's like, "I'm not asking for your woman." I said, "I know. Oh, I don't have any change that. On me. Sorry." And then he turns to Sherry.
No, wait. But he said, "Do you have a watch?"
Remember? Oh, that was...
He did say that. I heard that.
He looks at me. He's like, "You have a watch?" I'm like, "No." He's like,
"Oh,
yeah,
you don't have any money."
Yeah, he's like, He's like, "You broke," or something like that. And I'm like, "Look who's talking." But I didn't say that, but I thought it really, really hard.
He's out in your eyes. He's like, "You son of a bitch."
So after seeing I didn't have a watch, he rolls up on Sherry, who's standing in front of me.
He said, "Girl, do you want to be my wife?" I said, like, you know, you just have to laugh it off because you're like, "Oh, man, I don't hurt his feelings."
You should have.
I mean, if I'm his little dose of sunshine
for
today,
the day, true.
You know what? You go ahead and think about me at night. That's all I gotta say.
Ew,
was that all he said?
No, he said some other stuff.
Can I still think about you in the tub later? Well, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Family guy.
Okay, sure. Anyway. Then you insisted on driving us.
Yeah, I did. Because I figured it wasn't going to be that long, and I forget we were downtown.
And downtown, you're going in circles constantly. So by the time you find parking, you're so pissed.
Well, be
or grateful. All jabbering and stuff, so I probably was like half me paying attention, half me like not paying attention.
I just remember one point Norman said, "We're further away than we were when we started." He goes, "Why would you do that?"
Because I'm lazy after a long work day. And I mind you, I was a little, well, I pre-partied before the show.
We parked so far away.
No, we didn't. Stop lying, man.
I just looked down. I was like, why?
We were kind of what, a block down and over, I think, right? That's all it was.
Thank you, Carol.
Around, or kind of around the corner.
Girl, no, it wasn't. It was straight. It was like four blocks away.
Oh, it was not.
We were going to die and get raped.
Norman hates downtown. We were lucky, though, because the building where Skid Row is, though, there's a parking lot literally next to the building.
And it's not,
so we always parked there. So we never really had to fight with parking so much. And then there's another lot across the street. And then there's underground parking in the next building. So
and there was a garage across the street. Well, I don't know if that was for specific businesses, but there was one across the way.
But there are options. So in relation to Skid Row, it was kind of easy to park. There were a lot of areas for us to park. So we never really had to deal with it like we had to just trying to have a little party after the show.
Everyone just know parking downtown just sucks. Sucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a pain in the ass.
Go Metro. Norman and I have discussed it.
Oh, no. Wait. Let's go Metro the train, not the bus.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. Yes, experienced rider, I agree.
How dare you know damn well the fucking bus is awful.
I will take the bus before I take that train.
How dare you?
Any day.
The train is so better than the bus.
Hell no.
Bus is full of rapist hobos.
Hell no.
Every time I go on the fucking bus.
I'd say it depends on the bus line, though. It depends on the bus line.
The train is amazing compared to the bus.
In what way? That it gets you there faster, but then you got to deal with the gang members and the you know, the masturbators and...
I'm a 6'1" black male. I just put on a bitch face and no one messes
well,
with me.
Well, that's okay. They don't fuck with you. Probably that's because they know better.
That's true. I can get crazy.
Actually, you know what? Then maybe I was worse than I'm thinking.
It's true.
I saw some shady characters, but I never had any weird encounters on the train. And I used to ride it to Long Beach.
Well, look
and back
at your booty and your boobs. So. Of course you're going to have encounters.
No, Norman's going to spin it and be like, you know what?
Look at me like, oh, he's going to kick my ass. I'm like, I will. Don't mess with me. Yay.
I want to be one of those whiny women that says, oh my gosh, don't look at me. But no, like it's for real, it got to the point where I could. That's why I decided, you know, at a certain age, yeah, it's time to drive.
Because ghetto men, there are a lot of ghetto people on that train.
There are.
The last time I was on the train, I was going to Culver City, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there with my book on my face with a bitch face on saying, don't fucking talk to me. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And like down the ways a little bit, there's like this, there's this white guy with a bunch of black people. And I was like, okay, whatever.
He's, huh, imagine that.
And he starts screaming, don't fuck with me. I'm from Compton. And I was like,
oh. Wait, the white guy did this?
Yes. And I was like, fuck. Fuck.
God, it happened.
Damn it. And he's freaking out, and everyone's like laughing, like, calm down, buddy. He's like, no, from Compton, from Compton. And I was like, you're in Culver City. No one gives a fuck about you.
No, not at all.
What are you doing? Get out of
here. Well.
And I, but then once again, since I'm huge and black and broad, no one fucking looks at me, but they'll get you like going, hey, honey, what's going on?
More than that.
We get different. People like we experience
well,
the same way, but you get like people are approaching you.
Well, Carol, you talk about your experiences first, and then maybe I'll put my two
cents
in.
Carol,
what's
your experience?
I don't know. Since, like I said, I observed some, you know, questionable characters, yeah. But honestly, because it's been a while since I've ridden
the train.
I mean, definitely at least 3 years. No, I take that back because my friend and I took it in once just so we wouldn't have to deal with parking. We parked and went from
you
North
and I took
Hollywood,
the train and we saw Billy Connolly.
And we did to Hollywood,
but that was
yes.
like two stops.
It was yeah, it wasn't that long a ride.
Doesn't count.
But I used to take it almost every weekend from get the bus to Hollywood and go from Hollywood to Long Beach and back on the train. And like I said, I observed some odd stuff sometimes, but
Long
I don't
Beach?
Think I ever had any creepos.
Long Beach. We're on the Blue Line.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That gets ghetto as fuck.
Certain yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's funny because now looking back, I think, man, maybe I was pretty lucky, actually. Because then, you know, I've seen the occasional news report, you know, things that have happened at the band.
So many hobos, too, on the Blue Line. I'm sorry, I don't like hobos.
I think they're more cool.
Well, the other, you know what, the other problem is, and I don't know if they've, I think they've changed this, but at a point, it was kind of on the honor system. As far as in the stations, the Metro train stations, there wasn't like the swipe box like there, or the tap box like there is now. So
actually,
people kind of could just cruise on in.
It's
and
both now.
Oh, it is.
Because
okay.
now they have the swipe boxes mm-hmm. in between stations. Like, you're underground already.
Right. Uh-huh.
So you have to, like, swipe twice.
Oh,
and either
okay.
you do or you don't. And half the time, I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, I had to put up
you.
So much shit on this train. I'm going to swipe once. I'm going to get on this goddamn train.
Well,
and we're gonna
I totally forget the number, but it was in the millions how they said how many people did not use the money that they have on those
right,
cards.
Right.
And then, for those of you who are not from California that are listening, now I don't know how other metro systems work, but now you have this card and you put it's like a prepaid card and then you put the money on the card and then but I mean California is not necessarily a place where you should be riding a bus or a train. If you have to do it,
it is actually because we have so much traffic, but everyone hates the bus and train in the first place.
And that's why you have so much traffic.
Exactly, because mm-hmm. their buses and trains suck balls.
Which somebody told me actually
nice
before
balls.
I came here. So I think for the most part, I was pleasantly surprised. Like the train for sure, because it does cut out the traffic. Like
it
people
does.
Would say to me, because like for example, when I would go down to Long Beach, it was okay. I timed it to go to the bus stop here, you know, wait, you know, go to the bus stop in time to get the bus. So I wasn't waiting for, you know, a half hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the trains are pretty consistent even on the weekends as opposed to the buses.
Yes.
So I would get down there in no time. And my friend at the time said to me, well, why does it take you so long to get home? I said, because when the train arrives in Hollywood, by that hour of the night, the bus is only running once an hour.
Yeah.
So if I got there right after I missed one, I was hanging out on Hollywood Boulevard for an hour waiting for the next bus. So
the thing is, if you ask any Californian, they ask them.
Ask me what?
Should I take the bus to any like certain location? They'll say, why would you do that? Take a train and a taxi. Don't go on the bus. What's wrong with you?
But not even necessarily a taxi. Like, now as an adult, I will say, yes, take a taxi.
Or an Uber.
Or an Uber.
That's true, yes, because now there are those options.
That's only in the last, like, year and a half, Uber and Lyft have taken off.
It's true, but it's actually a lot faster. It's a little. It's not as cheap, but it's more convenient in terms of like going from a car. Yes. To a train.
Yeah, have no overdraft fees on your card. You gotta make sure.
Well, you can, like, with Uber, you can like, how's about this gonna cost me? Cool, I'll take an Uber. That's nice. You can like pre-calculate the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally. Unless you're drunk, and that's happened to me. Where you're like, I don't care. Uber, get to me right now. I'm wasted. I'm gonna go home. You get home, you're like, what the fuck?
$48
that night we hung out.
Yes,
I was. We were drunk, and I was like, drunk "It's fine, guys. I'm gonna get an Uber." And yeah, I was so
and I
stupid.
Said, are you sure about that?
From where though, like Hollywood, or like
we were in Hollywood.
We were in Hollywood.
To other places, and I took the same Uber home. It was like really expensive.
I told
he was really
you
nice though.
It
was a very nice Uber driver.
I was like, Norman, are you sure? Yes, yes.
Well, wait. Well, here's a question: does it depend? Do the rates vary depending on the night of the week, or depending on like demand?
It depends. It could go either way.
Actually,
I know
everything.
That Lyft has deals. I do Lyft more than I do Uber, because Lyft is legit. No, I'm not to say that Uber isn't, but I get like 20% off. You know, like I get more deals from them.
But there are also fluctuations with, there are certain times of the night where the prices are jacked up.
See, like that's what I was wondering.
Between
yeah.
like 1 and 3, everyone's drunk.
Exactly. I was going to say, everybody's getting out.
Everyone wants
yep.
to go home. The prices are jacked up.
And see, also because the amount of people on duty at that hour, too, makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Because the less cars that are available to take you, the more it's going to cost.
Blitz
if
like
you
a
get
know
one.
They're a lot.
Yeah, Blitz.
So, they know. So, it's kind of weird.
Well, I get it. But at the same time, hey, supply and demand. You know, there's a lot of drunk people looking to get home. And if they can charge you more for
and
it.
Like, do you feel like
absolutely.
If you're an Uber driver and you have to deal with drunk people at a certain time, you should get paid more?
Yes,
I'm with that.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't drive for Uber, because I couldn't
hope
do it.
Somebody doesn't get sick in your car on the way.
Yeah, I don't know.
You better not. Listen, from Jersey, how was the transportation out there before I go into my
non-existent. there's the train.
Not where we were. Okay. If you go further north, there's more of a bus system like there is here.
Yeah.
But
in around Newark, Jersey City, I think they do.
There were, but no, the majority of buses in our area were long-distance bus. Like, you go to New York, you go to Atlantic City, you go to Philadelphia. But as far as local buses,
no, they were
non-existent. Not saying they are in the entire state, but...
I mean, having said that, we never wanted to deal, and still don't want to deal with when we go, don't want to deal with having to drive in and out of New York. So we would always drive, or I would drive
to... The train is the way
to
go
train,
to New York.
Yeah, up to Woodbridge, which is about an hour north of us. And then sometimes you can get a nonstop from the station is Metro Park into... Oh my God, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank
Penn
on the name.
Station.
Penn Station. Thank you. Wow. You can get there in like 20 minutes.
I don't think
but
I've ever had an express. I've always had one.
But with stops is like 45 minutes. I mean,
you can get
a train closer.
And worth it, by the way, because not to interrupt you, but the ticket price of the train is nowhere near what you'd pay to park your car in Manhattan. So
it's gone up. Yeah. I think it's like $15 round trip, still way cheaper than having to park.
I remember back when it was 11, it's been a while.
It was like 11 and 13, 9,
sure.
I think.
I took the train one time in New York, and that was like the best experience
See,
ever.
See, that's one
me.
Of the things people say, but and it's true, the public transportation here isn't crazy reliable.
No, not at all.
Like buses, I used to be dependent on the bus to get to work, and I can't tell you how many times I had to take two buses to get there, and the first one wouldn't be there. The second one, I could walk, and it wouldn't take that long. So sometimes, depending how long it was between buses, I would just walk from the second bus stop to the store I was working in, because it wasn't that, it was like, you know, for a walk would be like 15 minutes. And I'm like, well, if it's going to be 40 minutes for the bus, I'm just going to walk because I'll get there.
I was a skinny girl. back in my senior year of high school, because that's when I started taking the bus. I was too cool to ride the yellow bus at that point.
So you took the metro?
Well, that, and then there was a boy involved in it. You know how that goes. So anyway.
Oh, how? Now I do.
Right. So to go from home to Hamilton, where I went to high school, it would take 3 buses to get there. Or 2, technically. 2. For that, it would take 3 to go to the beach. Now, I didn't mind it because there wasn't that many people. It would be a bunch of beach bums on there. But, you know, as a 16-year-old, right, that's when you start getting adventurous. And that's when I would take the metro, the red line. In the red line, for those of you who do not know, that's the Hollywood line, I like to call it. It's like, starts, what does it go from downtown?
Universal City. The red line City. Goes from
North Hollywood all the way to Union Station downtown.
Exactly. Yes. And that was the most terrible thing.
Because you got big old bitties.
Wait, is that, which end are you talking about?
I got both.
Well,
true. I assumed he not was both, referring both to the top, but
yeah. Both.
Both.
But that's exactly, you're going to get the unwanted, yeah, uncomfortable attention sometimes.
I mean,
but
not only
yes
that, I mean, you have people jumping in front of the train, and then there's a 3-hour delay, and then
that's the
you're
worst
stuck, and then you can't breathe, be, you know, and then you have anxiety and shit, and then you have the random, like, people just staring at you, not because of my bitties. I don't know. Maybe.
It's your bitties.
It's my bitties.
It's your bitties.
Well, I don't know.
And that's coming from a gay man. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
No one looks at me because I don't talk, so I don't sound like this. I just look like a really aggressive man going, fuck off.
2 times that I've been afraid of the train. And please, I don't want to scare anybody. But no,
do
the
it
first time.
Go for it.
The first, tell him the whole truth and yeah, nothing but the truth.
About the truth.
Get dirty.
Well, the first time there was a guy. It was a white guy, and he was like, "Hey, can I?" Hey, I mean, not to say that this doesn't matter about his ethnicity, but
too late.
Whoops. No. But
there it is.
I'm just saying.
Hey, well, you know, Norman had the white guy from Compton.
I was gonna say.
Well, this guy looked like he was from Compton.
I was gonna say,
he was ghetto as fuck.
I was gonna say, as Sherry's telling her story, Norman's giving color commentary, but that sounds vaguely racist, so I'm just gonna shut up.
What?
As long as you said color, not colored.
Right.
True.
I said color.
Very true.
Can it be both?
No.
That would be amazing.
He did look like very sketch, you know. Not to say that people from Compton, please do not, because that is like the sister city to Carson. So, and I feel like, you know,
Minnesota
nice society
of
high, yes, there
they're
are
nice.
And totally mansions and horses, yes, and stables. So don't believe the hype just because you watch a film from like 20
yeah
years ago.
Yeah, because you watch, okay, Menace to Society.
Exactly. So, anywho, the guy was like, "Oh, hey, can I borrow your cell phone? I have no money. I have, you know, no food." And then this guy,
fuck that guy.
The guy just ended up calling my.
You helped him.
I helped him.
What's
I gave him
you?
My cell because I was 16.
Well, that's it.
And
exactly,
not
yeah
even dumb.
Didn't your parents yeah tell you not to trust people?
They did, but
don't
hey,
talk to strangers.
You know.
Don't trust white people on a train.
Yeah. Don't I know it?
That's gonna be, that'll be, instead of snakes on a plane, or it's gonna be white people on the train.
Well, I didn't know.
Don't trust them.
And that's when like caller ID really first started getting popular at that time. It was like early 2000s and stuff. Man, I started getting calls from this weird number. So I think he called one of his numbers to call me back. So that was number one. The second one, this guy comes up to me, this black guy. There you go. And he says, "Hey, girl," and I was with my friend who is Latina, and he was like, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And this man had to be like 50 something at that
ew
time.
So what kind of line is that? Can right I talk to you? You're a person.
And I said, no, it's okay. You know, and I said, just like, it's okay. And he's like, "Oh, girl, but you're sexy as hell." And I said, "Oh, thank you, but it's okay." And then he was like, "Wait, you don't want to talk to me or something? You look in that other girl's pussy or something?" Oh, I can't believe I
whoa
said that word.
Yeah, so like, yeah, wow, look at that pussy. Get the fuck away from me.
And then I said, "Oh my gosh, no," you know. And then this gangster guy says, "Is there a problem?" And I said, and I was like,
"Oh shit, they were a team."
Well, no, he comes up and he asks me, "Is there a problem?" And I say, oh, you know, this guy, he's talking to me and I don't want to be talked to. And the guy was like, you heard what the girl said. She doesn't want to talk to you. And the guy was like, man, who the fuck are you? And then and the guy was like, I'm so-and-so from East, what a something. He mentioned some gang name. And I was like, oh, shit. So then the guy was like, oh, motherfucker, oh, you going to, how dare you? I'm a veteran. There we go, veteran. No, same shit. But no.
And this was, I knew what you were saying.
And this was on the train.
This was before we got on the train. This was like waiting for the train.
Oh, wow.
My God. And so I was like, and then the guy was like, man, don't mess with me, man. You don't know me. And the guy was all cool and calming. Those are the ones that you have to look out for, because those are the guys that would just shank you out of nowhere. And I thought this dude was going to, like, just kill this man, this crazy man. But he was like, yeah, you're going to stand up for that lesbian chick? Oh, fuck that shit. Oh, fuck that shit. And then the train comes, and then we're on the train. So somehow he ends up apologizing to the guy, and I felt bad because the guy just was like, hearing the man cuss him out and
wait,
stuff.
Wait, the old guy apologized to the gangster?
He did. And all I could say was, I'm so sorry that you got, you know, put through that.
Don't go hitting on young girls. That's the moral.
Go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, God. There's been more karaoke. Before we... I was rolling before we...
And the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
I think of rainbows yesterday. Anyway,
I used to be able to do that whole bit. I bet I could too if I thought about it.
Do it.
I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God given ray. They say because my life is 10 shades of gray, I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise it for the sunny days. And like my promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to anew. Tears blue and unconditional, skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only bleeding hope is. Hope is for the. Ah! Oh!
Holy
it's
shit.
All right, you did that. Right, you did that.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I am.
That's crazy.
For the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting cane into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting in for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and in this day and time for falling prey to crime. I think the system's got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself. The rest is up to me.
And you, I guess.
Left eye.
I got soul. Sherry said so.
That's crazy.
I did say so. Sister got soul.
So the after party.
Oh my God! I know that's a long ass tangent.
We've all been accosted.
The point is, all of you have
probably changed. And you know what? In the last, I will say this before we go back to the after party. In the last 12 years since I've taken the metro,
hopefully things have increased in quality.
Better. Yes. Yeah, it is totally because you know you have more hipsters now in LA.
Very true.
You know, yeah. You have more people
transplants
moving
that
out
don't
here
necessarily
and
have.
It's true.
So, hey, I think it's gotten better.
The red line has actually gotten a lot better. It's the blue line.
Well, that you don't go.
You know,
to Long
and
Beach.
I've been on the red sporadically, but blue, it's been years. So. But actually, not to linger on this some more, but the first time I went to Long Beach on the train, there was a track issue or a maintenance thing. So I can't remember if it was both ways or just coming back up to the red line. Mm-hmm. The train that kept coming said Compton, and I was like, well, I'm not going to Compton. And then ultimately found out it was because
said every white
whatever,
person who ever took
whatever
the fucking
segment of the track they were working on was between Compton and some other stop. So basically the train was going from Long Beach to Compton. You had to physically get off and then get the train and continue the rest of the segment of the ride to Union Station. So I was like, so it was kind of like I had the you know, it broke me in. Like thrown to the wolves on my first time out, and you know it was
but
gravy. Every
that.
Other
and
time was gravy
like
after that.
Needs.
So
see, this is the thing: when people move out here, I think they have this one idea that LA is just LA, and it's not. I feel like you should venture everywhere so you know exactly what you're getting yourself.
Well, just know, but understand.
It pisses me off, and like I said. From Compton, like I'm not from Compton, but it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to go there. Like I've had people, because you know, of course, I'm driving the freeway, and I'm like, oh, come visit me or something. And like I said, I'm the immer effort that's always like live far so no one comes and visits me. No game, but people be like, oh my God, Compton or Watts? It's like, see it for yourself first, then judge it. You know, don't be scared.
LA stretch is so
big. Understand where to go though.
Right. But to be fair,
like understand your city.
Basically, any area's got your segments that you don't want to be in a long time, whatever. So, yeah, do not judge an entire city or region or.
Who was I talking? Was it you, Sherry, I was telling about? There are people who live in trailer parks and not far from where we grew up, and you're like, I could imagine people in trails in New Jersey. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Like Lakehurst, I'm talking about, Carol. Specifically, like that kind of area.
Oh, I don't
like
know. Maybe you know better than me. I can't, off the top of my head, I don't know.
You don't want to get angry tweets.
There are places where people...
like there's some redneck parts in New Jersey. That's just how it is.
Well, it's just like San Bernardino or Covina or some places of Pasadena or Ventura County. Like, I mean, just like people are scared to go to the inner city, I was scared to come out to the fucking valley because I was taught, you know, that rednecks and stuff are out here. So, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, of course, I'm cultured. So I always wanted to venture out.
I'm cultured.
I mean, the first time I went to Burbank, I was like 26 or something like that. No shit.
So like 2 years ago you first
I can understand because I mean I would imagine, you know, obviously you'd been in and out of Hollywood, you know, years and years and years, but I don't want to say unless you have a reason to come here you don't come here,
no,
but you're not gonna, because it's essentially a suburb of, I mean, there's a lot of industry related stuff here, sure. But I could see it wouldn't be a destination, so to me that doesn't surprise me that you had not been here prior to, you know, relatively late in life, so to speak.
I knew Valencia for Six Flags.
Right, exactly.
And Anaheim
for Disney.
But that's not the valley.
Well, that's not the valley.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it here. Yeah, like, well, even with Disney Universal. Studio, I thought it was like Buena Vista. I thought, like, you know, being naive. Talk about that.
You know what the last place I saw rednecks at? Like, full-blown.
What?
You live in a trailer. Mm. Don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Redneck.
What?
Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh. When we went to Indio, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was so scared. Let me tell you.
They're fucking dirty, aren't they?
Well, Chris, do you want to tell the story or do you want me?
You tell the story.
I've never been there, so again, I don't want to do sight unseen stereotype, but that is kind of out in the desert,
we went to Morongo,
right?
So it's not like much further than that.
Kind of in the sticks, so to speak, but in the desert.
Yes.
It's like 20 minutes.
I don't want to unfairly...
You know. No, it's rich white people and rednecks.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's so a disparity. A huge disparity between the two.
It is either or. Either or.
It's true.
Except the rednecks come out at night when the sun goes down. They come out and they're like, oh, shoot, we got to go back to our hotel room.
That's like if you get off the strip in Vegas, it's the same thing. If you go like a few miles out,
but no one leaves the strip in Vegas.
No, I'm just saying, though, if you stay at a hotel and like take a shuttle.
My Henderson, nope, I'm not going there there at a certain night.
That's what I'm saying.
When we went to Indio to go see Sammy in the Circle, man, I got kind of scared for a second, especially because you have a black chick and a white guy. You know, like, people were already,
I would have told,
like,
him I had you hostage.
Huh? Yeah, right. And
she's, I own her, it's okay, let's just keep, let's
shit. But no, like, when George Lopez, he was going back and forth on and off the stage.
Yeah.
And at the end he was drunk as hell. And so he started making all these jokes.
Political commentary.
I've got stories about that, by the way.
He did. He said he tried to get everybody chanting, fuck Donald Trump.
Yes.
I talked about this a few weeks ago, but was clean about it.
And all of a sudden all the blues came. And I was telling people, I was like, we better hurry up.
Shitload of people were booing. I was surprised how many people were booing that. I'm like, it's one thing not chanting along, but I'm like, booing them off the stage?
We were in Redneck City. And that's totally fine. But like I said, you know what?
Near, close enough to Fontucky. You know, it's a kind of that area. Yeah. Nothing against it. I don't know from that area, really. I've been there twice.
George Lopez Live, like his show?
No, he was.
I used to go all the time because he would have all these random rock bands on there.
On his show?
On his show.
Warner Brothers?
Yes.
The talk show?
I worked that show all the time.
Norman, you probably put me in there.
Oh, my God. I probably saw you. His show was ghetto as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, ghetto.
He was just at the Sammy show to hang out with them, but he came out in between a few songs. He sang along with a few songs. But he wasn't there. Like, we weren't there, like an MC capacity. No, okay.
Not on purpose, anyway.
Yeah, he was drunk, right?
Drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And that reminded me of when I used to go to see his taping. And he was drunk. He was drunk the whole, every single time.
I would be working the show. And people were like, I would watch him and be like, oh, he's drunk right now. And I was there for one of his last shows. I think it was there for his last show. And he got wasted. He was taking like shots. And we're like, that's not real. I'm like, no, that's real.
That's real.
Hey, he's been drunk.
Well, apparently he didn't need an excuse. But if anything, the last show would have been an excuse to.
Yeah.
Except he did. He did get Prince.
Oh, did he?
He did get Prince to go on a show. And Prince is not two shows.
That's true.
Very often. And he went on for George Lopez. Yeah. I did not work that show. I was very upset.
I bet you were.
I was like, come on.
Those tickets were sold out. I remember that.
Although they were sold out instantly. By the way, we all sound so California right now.
Yeah, we do.
Talking about...
What cities are ghetto, and metros, buses, and celebrities.
You all sound so fucking California.
We're on a podcast.
Well, here's the deal. The two of you are essentially grew up here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Carol's lived. Shut up. You've been here for a long time.
I'm 7 years in, baby.
No, eight. You moved out here in 2007. When I was still here.
I'm eight and a veteran.
I qualify now.
All in, I'm probably close to between five and six. All in. So.
We've all seen things here.
No, well, you do. We're not trying to paint a picture of it. But really, we're here to talk about the after party.
But I think Jerry's the only one that's been born in L.A., though.
Like, consistently, right.
To live and die in L.A. No, I'm kidding. I call it South Bay. Everybody else says it once again with this L.A. thing. I live in the South Bay.
Well, I grew up near the beach. Southern California.
You're in the blanket of Southern California. I am. I'm in Los Angeles County, which is all confusing. That's L.A., isn't it?
That counts.
That's true.
It does.
I
do not say I come from L.A. People will say, where are you from? And I will say,
Well, that's because I'm going to understand.
I don't want people to know where I live, but I will say South Bay. Because you can say, oh, is that near Hollywood or is that near, you know, the beach? And I will say Long Beach. And people go, oh, and then they realize how fucking far I live. Where I come from, I'm in the smack dab middle of everything. I'm 30 minutes from... Hollywood, I'm 30 minutes from Orange County, I'm 30 minutes from wherever you want me to be.
Wait, so actually, how far are you from a literal beach?
From an actual beach, yeah. 20 minutes.
Nice.
So anyway, the after party.
Yeah, so everybody's drinking at the after party except me. As always.
At least.
Let's bitch about public transportation for a long time.
Please cut most of that out. We talked too long about
Maybe not. Assorted experiences. Do cut that down, Chris. See, here's the deal. We'd be 42 minutes in if we were doing the live show.
Did you say that's how much time we burned up.
What?
Don't.
You said we'd be...
Weeby.
I said we'd be.
We'd be. I think he did.
I said we'd be.
You put the D on there? I didn't hear it.
Weeby.
You wouldn't.
You cut that down.
Hey, you're editing it out,
so I sound different.
Ebonicky.
I wasn't going to say it, but and I didn't, for the record.
That's the thing, though. But like, people from outside of California and the U.S.
We spent way too much time. Wait a second. Before I finish.
they hear Californians talk about traffic in such a weird way, because it's such an ingrained part of our lives. Traffic.
Oh, yeah. Traffic and parking.
That we have to talk about it as a person.
Yeah. Like, unfortunately, it's a way of life out here.
It's
traffic and parking.
It's like a third person, and you're like, yeah. And people don't get it. And you're like, if you get here, you're going to understand.
Well, that's exactly it. Because it's not like traffic is non-existent everywhere else.
It's true.
But it's just to such an extreme degree here that I think you have to, experience it firsthand and realize, wow. Because there is no such thing as rush hour to an extent. It's that you could be on the freeway at a random time of day, and you could be sitting there crawling.
It was a long time ago when Carol and I were driving back from a little deeper into the valley, and it was like a Thursday night at 10:30, and we're sitting in gridlock, and I'm like, it's funny, right? Like, you could fly up and down the parkway in New Jersey at 10:30 at night. I mean, not literally, because troopers will be there to catch your ass, but still, overall, like, it's like, of course, Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. Can you believe we're sitting here in gridlock? there's no steady like flow of traffic. There's very little traffic flow. Period. But there's no you can't predict rush hour.
Thursday
and how long
night could be the beginning of party week for some people.
Totally.
So there you go.
Yeah. So it's all over the place.
So kind of the closer you inch to the end of the week.
And that's why they're missing out on a huge opportunity for actually making public transportation reliable, but they're not going to do it. So anyway, everyone was drinking at the party. Everybody had a great pizza. Everybody got their own pizza, which was cool.
It was very delicious.
It was really good. Which, if there are, if for a reference, if anybody in other, because I know the restaurants are in other parts, if you've been to like a Blaze Pizza or Pizza Rev, like one of those places where it's like Chipotle, but with pizza. Like,
absolutely.
What kind of pizza do you want? Okay, you go down the line, you add your toppings, and then throw in the oven. And
but with a
but
bar.
It's really good.
But the bar, yeah.
And Monday through Thursday, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not if we're there. No, just kidding.
Right, please.
Just not the one downtown.
No, go buy a string.
No, they're branching out. They just opened up an 800 degrees. I forget where.
Mm-hmm.
In the LA area.
Closer.
I realize that's why, but I think closer than downtown. Or one's
Vine.
On the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. One's coming to Sunset and Vine.
Sunset and Vine. It's either
it will
open
be awful, though. We're going to go to the one downtown.
Okay. And yeah, try parking at the Hollywood one. Good luck with that.
Exactly.
Well, there's at least, but see, where Sunset Vine is, there's a parking garage, so there's that, at least. But anyway, we left at what time?
I don't know, but Norman was asked to, he had some
admirers. Oh my God, yeah. They were celebrating someone's birthday.
Because he had a fabulous strut. I don't know if you want to call it a strut. But
How do you describe your walk, Norman?
Fabulous.
It's a walk.
No.
Well,
no, but that's it.
You glide.
But what he's saying, it's true. That was just his walk.
Oh, yeah. Norman's
not
putting it on.
He's not putting anything on. That's just Norman. Yeah.
Well, to give people an image, imagine.
Seche, Shantae.
Exactly.
Shantae, Shantae.
Exactly. The disco lights come on, and RuPaul comes on, and says, "You better work." And then Norman comes out, and he does a strut. And if you are imagining a strut like no other, that is
catwalk.
Norman's.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why Norman and I go good together.
That's how I walk.
Strong walks.
I mean, yes.
If I was putting on a show, I'm like, no, that's my one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think these people thought that he would. Because didn't somebody say work it when you walked
by?
Yeah,
work it. And I was like, is someone talking to me?
And then we sat down
happening.
And we kind of looked back and said,
I was confused.
Yeah, we were like,
I thought you were being hit on because we were walking back. You're helping me carry the pizzas back to the table. And all of a sudden, you're like, what?
I noticed those things.
And then I thought, maybe Norman knows somebody at that table because it was, I think they were celebrating someone's birthday.
They were.
I think so.
It was like one of those things where four tables are put together, so there's like a big ass.
It was like
section of
people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. So I thought, maybe Norman knows somebody. No. But no, they were just digging your strut.
You know what? You know how I learned to walk like that?
Where? Tell me, because I want to know.
Art school.
What?
Yes. That makes sense.
There you go.
I learned to walk from doing animation. Part of the class project was you had to go out and walk, watch people walk. Because everyone has to walk.
That makes sense, though. Yeah, yeah.
And I started watching people walk, and I was horrified. And that made me examine my own walk, and I was very insecure at the time, so I like had my head tucked down, my legs, my arms I tucked in, so I walked like a boxing robot, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. And so I started examining people, and how they walk naturally, and so I was like, you know what, the best walk is when it's natural, you take a step, and your body naturally, you take a step, shifts to the left, to the right.
It's flow.
It's flow, and it's actually more stranger when you see guys walk like they take a step and their whole body shifts like a robot.
Oh,
and that's actually a lot more work. When I walk, it's actually fluid.
It is.
That's the word.
No
that's
work
the word.
Involved. It's like step, hip,
We're gonna have to do
it. You know, but I bet dancers or other people that use their bodies and are aware of their movement.
Yes,
it's probably similar.
If you take it, everyone take a moment, look at people's walks. You're going to be horrified.
Well,
I could totally see that.
My walk is nowhere near yours, but like I totally get that because I went to debutante school. That was my way.
Ooh,
and, well, I won, Mademoiselle.
Like all the girls from Compton.
And I went to a Compton church. That's where I won. So there you go.
Hey.
But yeah, I used to walk with low self esteem and always looking down and stuff like that. And that gave me confidence, especially when you win shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, right? Before, they tell you how to sit up straight and they'll be like, it's church folks. So they'll be like, yeah, girl, sit up straight. And they put these books on your head and stuff like that. So I switch. It's not like yours. I don't chasse, but I switch.
Sachet.
So, yeah, and I have a big ass, so then that automatically, just naturally goes with it.
It just walks.
So people think I'm like, yeah.
We're going to have to shoot a video of your walk, Norman, so I can throw up on the Cape Instagram.
Yes.
What do you mean, no? So you can show people how to walk properly.
Yes.
People just go out and watch people, and you'll understand.
Yeah, but I think watching you do it properly.
That, though, because a walk is a very individualized thing.
It is.
Totally. Like, when it's maybe the lighting isn't that great, and yet you can pin, oh, that's so-and-so, because everybody's got a certain way they walk. It's true.
Apparently, I do that.
Feet in and out. Like, I see that. Like, when you walk, you can, like, sashay, but have your feet, like, duck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out? No. It's got to be in. It's got to point forward.
We, so your walk got you in a bit of trouble, though, because after we leave the restaurant, which was...
oh, fuck you.
It wasn't exceptionally late, but like around 11 o'clock.
I didn't say it was exceptionally late. I was just trying to think of what time it was roughly.
Because we
wrapped up the show at like
need to look down.
9:40 to 9:45 we wrapped up. So it was probably like 11:30.
It was past 12. Midnight.
Was it really?
It was.
Yeah, wow. We were having fun, so I didn't even notice. But we walked, inadvertently took the long way around to get back to the garage, which led to a parking lot where we were.
So we walked through the parking lot to get to the restaurant in the first place, so we thought it would be open.
We walked through the garage.
But yeah, the garage.
We did,
into a lot, which I thought were kind of the same thing.
Two separate parking
but the gate
places.
Was closed to get... Out of the garage into the lot where we were parked. And we were like, oh, damn it, where do we go? And then we thought, is there a door? Are there stairs or anything? So we found a door to the left and we were like, oh, okay, well, let's go downstairs. So Norman goes first and then it was
Sherry.
Sherry, then Carol. Sherry. And I held the door because I thought, I don't want this door to lock behind us. We're going to get trapped in a stairwell. So I stayed where we were and then Norman walked down a flight of stairs with Sherry and Carol following him. Opened the door, which was going to get down to the street level where we were parked, where the lot was.
I'm sorry.
And what happened, Norman?
You piece of shit.
Exactly.
I open the door, and I see the parking lot. I'm like, we made it. It's okay, guys. So I think I look back. Yeah. Open the door.
I think, yeah, to let us know.
It's okay, guys.
Yeah. Splash.
And my foot goes...
Oh, my gosh.
Ankle deep in murky fucking water.
Or God knows. It was or trash was it, floating
or
in
or was it water?
I don't know. It was black.
Can I catch my breath?
The water was black. I could not see down to the water. Okay. And there was trash.
The part of the movie in the Poltergeist where all the dead bodies rise up out of the water. That was exactly
what it was.
That's what it came. Because his face was in horror.
I screamed. And then I saw the parking attendant from the structure run because they screamed so loud.
I know that.
I saw him. He was like, what's happening? I was like, fuck!
But wait, when was it that the homeless guy came around and said,
I jumped up onto the rail because there was like a rail blocking. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not going back. So I climbed over this fucking rail, and this fucking hobo with no shirt on.
Yes,
so
white guy.
So the legit, like, fucking crazy hobo says to me, that's not mine. I'm like, you're not making it better. Who are you, mystery man? This is disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Sherry's having convulsions.
Norman took one for the team.
He really did.
But you know what? Who would have anticipated that?
No one. We live in California. It hasn't rained in months. There should be no water anywhere.
Well, that and the fact, I think we were just also blinded by, oh, good, we can get out of here. Yeah.
Right?
You know, no, it was like getting to Oz. Like, there was the color. And Norman said, the door's all locked. We can get to the parking lot. Yeah.
It hasn't rained in weeks.
Yeah. It hasn't rained in weeks. I can't forgive me for doing my impression of you, Norman, but it's like, well, then you do it.
But was interesting, we all... Oh, it was God, very individualized, the way we all made our way over that.
Yeah, we all had to climb over.
Around this mess that Norman unfortunately
where you opened the door,
in.
It was kind of like a step, like it dipped down. So it was like a step down. So that was loaded with liquid, some kind of fluid.
But were there steps up out of there?
No, there wasn't.
Because all I remember was stepping up to the next level.
No, it was a ramp.
It was like a little weird hill.
So there weren't steps coming up out of there. So what's the point, really?
I don't know. For Hope was a piffin? That's what it stepped in?
It was kind of a stupid design.
It's a toilet. Hobo
it was
toilet.
It hot that day, so it should have evaporated. What was that water? I don't know.
It's a cesspool.
It was the urine of 1,000 hobos. That's what it was.
I'm so sorry.
He was living in a box. Next to the stairway.
Oh, see, I didn't see the box.
You
I
didn't see the box?
Because I thought he was
into,
in the trash.
Inside. I saw, he was like, it wasn't mine.
I thought he was going through the trash. And I'm not being funny, but I thought he was going through the trash.
No, he like, lived was there. He lived there, Carol.
Holy. Okay, I missed that one.
And then stepped in his filth.
Wow, that makes it, okay, this, yeah, now I see the...
Now you see the lore in it.
Step it. Look the, over, hobo.
The humor, but not humor, of the isn't mine comment. If he legit lived there, that makes that even funnier.
Like, is this your toilet? Really? You piece
who
of else? Shit?
It's a septic tank.
I will kill you. And he crawled back in his box.
I did not see that.
You
at
did,
all.
I saw everything.
Oh, I bet you did.
You saw a little too late.
Norman's vision was crystal clear after he realized what...
And Norman is wearing those shoes tonight.
That I fucking washed immediately.
But he sanitized and disinfected.
Yeah, how did
them,
you
like,
treat the shoes, Norman? How did you...
I was so pissed.
Did you wash them on hot? I'm guessing you did.
Scalding
hot.
Oh,
bleach. These shoes I had to fucking find, okay? They're fucking yellow.
They're yellow. You probably did. Look, I was looking for some because I want to be Minnie Mouse next month. I was like, I want some. And now
they're cute
them,
as fuck.
Gosh.
They're bright canary yellow.
They were white before you stepped in that pool.
Fuck you, Abalo. Fuck you.
Oh, man, you guys had me dying just
fucking
now.
Hobo.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to sit there
that
for like
added 10
20
years
minutes
to my
in the
life.
Car.
On the ride home, yes, yes.
And, yeah, and Norman was really, foot. Really upset, obviously. And it's just,
had,
but it kept getting emphatic.
It was my fault.
Yeah, it is. Well, because no. Norman's like, I'm going to get AIDS. Like, he was getting really upset. And I was like, all because Sherry didn't want to walk from Skid Row, we had to park in this lot and get trapped in a garage. So basically, Norman has AIDS and it's Sherry's fault.
No.
Yes.
And not in the way you'd think.
Yeah, really. Yeah, not even a good, not even in a fun way.
It was, no. There's no fun foot rape. What are you talking
no,
about?
What?
Well,
foot
I just meant.
Whoa.
You're
wow. A monster.
That stopped me real quick from
that. Is this a good foot rape?
Ooh,
foot rape.
Wow, that's a new one.
Ew. Foot rape. Wow, guys.
Foot,
that
yeah.
Made me
foot,
laugh.
Foot violation.
I wasn't even drunk at the point in time. If I was wasted, it would have been
oh,
fine.
Not.
I
thinking.
Was, and that's what made it funny that night. What? Oh, God.
Oh, too much.
Was there anything?
Well, I had, yeah, like I said, I had a few.
Yeah, you
I
had
think
a few.
I think I had two.
You had,
we all
I
had
think
two.
Everybody had two.
I think everybody had two.
We all
we had two there, okay?
Yes.
Let's get this straight. Sherry's not a howl-key.
Sherry, goddammit. Well, thing is, Sherry, you can take it. You can take a drink, though, Sherry.
I can, but I did not eat that day. So I'm just telling you.
You ate pizza.
No. But
that
she
was
had,
the only thing I
she
ate.
She only
oh,
had
great.
Had like dumplings or something. I still remember her talking about it.
Thank you, darling.
She had not had. She had not had much, wow. And whatever she had been hours before.
Absolutely, like
at work,
8 o'clock
you know,
that
like,
morning.
Yes.
No, you know what? Speaking of hobo piss, Norm and I were having a little chat about. Because he smelled good.
Speaking of hobo piss.
Getting in the car. He smelled really good. And I was like, that's a nice cologne. It's nice, right? Really, really? Well, what is, sure what is it? Cigarette Tell now, me what man. It is.
Ooh, after that.
Gosh.
What is it, Norman?
Well, I'm Reveal. Super fancy, so I combine scents to make a whole new scent for me That's specifically. What it is. So tonight I'm wearing from the Body Shop, I'm wearing Smoky Poppy Seed combined with a nice cologne, Ralph Polo Red.
Goodness.
Creates a very sexy, Signature musky, scent. But sweet scent.
Not unlike yourself, Norman.
Wait, sweet. Now I gotta get in on that. Let me, I need to smell
go
this
Go for
dog.
It, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get a little of that.
Yeah.
It's nice, right? As soon as you got in the car, I was like, wow, you smell hot.
Me and Norman.
No, you said it smelled like Axe. I said, you piece of shit.
No, I was kidding.
Wait, was that Axe or Ass?
I was like, fuck
same.
You, Abalo.
They smell the same.
I smell delicious. I don't wear Axe.
No, but you know what though? On the just along those lines, it was funny because the last show, the Buzzball show, with you and John and Chris,
Cape 69.
Yes, we. It was funny because we later that day, I think we had come in and then we went out later, and Chris said, "Oh, he says, but you know what? He says you can still smell Norman in my car." He said, it's fabulous. He was like,
yeah.
It still smells like Norman.
That's
I said,
the
yeah,
word.
It does.
That's the word for it. Fabulous.
Norman and I used to work at the same place, okay? And so, like, the hallway, I would know you were
when
there.
When he was there, yeah, yeah.
Because I would smell you.
I have known
and now
people like that.
I've taken over because I smell pretty, too. So now people are like, oh, Sherry's in the hallway. But I feel like I had to replace you because
you did.
There's enough stinky people at work.
You so have to fucking, you got to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
But not in your face.
We're here.
But that, and that's why you and I.
Too much is too much.
Well,
too much.
That's why Norm and I share a hatred for Axe. It's nasty.
Fuck you, Axe.
Well, and people yeah. will go bathe in it.
Yes. Now, listen, this is an argument I've had many times with many people, most of them in New Jersey, most of them involved with the only podcast that matters. And I've said that stuff smells gross. That's I'm not wearing it because it smells nasty.
I
and women are just
say,
like,
I don't
it
think I've ever
great.
Smelled it. Obviously, I'm not missing anything.
It's for teenage guys who
lie.
Don't know how to handle cologne.
Do you remember that commercial? I want your body.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Bod.
That's Axe, just in a classier can.
Yeah, but it's $3 and it's too potent.
Like dumping bod. Alcohol in your face and you're like, do I smell good? And you're like, you smell like shit. Get away from me. It's too much. It's in your face. Axe, I can't.
I used to even wear the deodorant and I was like, this is too strong. Like, I just smell like
but
this stuff
they
all
everything
day.
They make body wash
Create your
too,
own scent,
don't they?
People.
They
do. Create your own scents.
Oh, I know people who do who have the body spray and the deodorant and the body wash, and I'm like, Jesus
boring.
Christ,
it's so boring.
But it's too. But it doesn't smell good.
Well, we don't
good.
Want to make fun of anybody.
But they're like,
okay.
Oh, women.
I do.
Women think it smells hot. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
It used to in 2005
when it was new. Where it was like, what's this? Now it's like, stop it. You should stop.
I
doing
mean, to
that.
Each their own. And then they moved to Old Spice. And
I like,
that was good for
I
a
wear Old Spice.
I
but
hate Old Spice.
Classic Old
but
Spice.
The commercials are hilarious.
Look at me. Look back at your man.
Yeah.
No, some old. No, don't. Let me tell you. Old Spice, I have nothing wrong with that because gentlemen wear it.
That's what I said.
Wait, do they make Wait, variations, though, now?
Yeah,
or is it still classic
yes,
Old Spice?
Yes, because they were competing with Axe.
Okay.
That's what I'm
yep,
saying.
That's
so
what I thought.
Some of them work and some of them don't.
Mm-hmm. Norman, that's what I said. I said, are you wearing Old Spice? That's what I said to
they
you, not
pissed.
Axe. I said, are you wearing Old Spice? But I knew it wasn't. But I like
see,
I have
I
a bottle
old
of Old
Spice.
Spice.
I
like
think
Old
classic
Spice.
Old Spice, not
totally.
That.
It smells delicious.
But I can handle a little cologne. That's why you don't smell it. It doesn't radiate from me because when I put it on, it's not
I smell it.
It's not a cloud. Right. But it's
but
I don't
again,
wear
I know
it all the time.
Scent.
Well, you should be able to get close to a person and be like, "Oh, you smell good."
Right.
It shouldn't be for a distance.
Like there shouldn't be a cloud following you around.
I mean, unless it's Norman
it's
and
a very warm lovely scent.
Thank you.
And you radiate.
Yes, girl.
Your scent. Guess Girl's the name of it?
Guess actually
Guess
has a really
Girl.
Good
Oh, Guess Girl.
Guess is actually really good. I'm very surprised by them.
Yes.
I should get the cologne. Their men's cologne. It's delicious.
Because you don't
is
want
it?
Some.
Mm. So you can mix it with something from the Body Shop?
That's exactly right.
Awesome.
I'm still right now choosing my winter scent.
Your winter scent?
No, but he's not wrong.
I understand.
I was just talking with Sherry about that, because I was talking about my favorite Body Shop scent. Mm-hmm. And I was actually saying that I forgot about the Body Shop because I hadn't seen any reference to them in years. And then I received for Christmas, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, a cream or a body butter or something from the Body Shop. I said, oh my God, they're still around. But, and I cannot remember the scent, but it's a winter it wouldn't be something you'd slap on in July. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a warm, and it's not, you know, pumpkin or anything like that. I forgot the scent.
No, they wouldn't do pumpkin.
Well, but, it's just like... Yeah, but so Norman is spot on when he says, you know, winter scent. It's true.
Well, I get it, because girls have the same thing. So just like you have Axe for men, the Victoria's Secret line for women, I feel like people played that out, too.
Yes.
I have a favorite from there, though, that's now not made anymore.
What was
it? The Sexy Little Things.
I wore it
somewhere, and I remember Sherry said to me, oh, you smell good. I forgot where we went, but I spritzed some on one day. And she said, oh, you smell nice. Luckily, the regular size, not the little one. So I thought, okay, I really got to milk this, because apparently they don't make that one anymore. But yeah, very fresh. You know what it reminds me of? I also like, and this is dated now, because I think it was released in like 2000, the original Ralph Lauren Ralph.
Yes.
Which I liked, because that Ralph was fresh. Yeah. And I still have a bottle Ralph of that. Lauren. Yeah.
You know what's my favorite?
Sexy Little Things reminds me a little bit of. Kind of like a fresh, crisp, I guess. You know, kind
of. It should be. My favorite female scent is J'adore.
Oh, that I don't think I've ever smelled that.
Oh, it's amazing.
The Charlize Theron commercial.
Yeah, that's what I thought of as soon as
she's
said it.
She's all fucking hot as shit, so you're like, you know. Yeah.
That'll sell a couple of bottles.
I bought it. That's like $120. It's like...
You bought the perfume for you?
No, I bought it for a present for my sister.
Oh, okay.
It was like $120.
Oh, see, I wasn't aware that was
a legitimate
that high.
Question.
Okay.
You could have mixed it with something and made it your own, so I wasn't...
No, that's I wasn't rule taking tool. The route. If you have a friend that has a certain scent... You're not allowed to use buy that. It,
yep.
Wear it, use it.
That's well, a fair rule.
Enough. No, you don't walk together. Like
no,
that.
You can't feel the same. I'll mm-hmm. kill you.
I agree with that.
I actually had a fight with a roommate. Mm. She wore the same set as my eye did, and I yelled at her. I'm like, don't you wear that? You put it away. I had it first. I will cut you. Because people associate sometimes scents with the person.
Sure. Yes, no, I get
so,
it.
I get yes. it.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't wear the same scent as me, because I'll
stick
with
you. That's
another
reason why I can't do Old Spice. There's not Old Spice, not the original. There was one, it was blue.
I know what you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Too. I'm not sure.
I remember seeing it in the store.
But I only have classic Old Spice.
There's different colors. There's, of course, the original red.
Sure.
That smells delicious.
Blue, white.
There was red, blue, white, and then there was another one. But there was someone I knew that wore the blue, and they're my enemy now. So now every time when I smell it, I'm
Aqua
like...
Aquafaba.
You smell evil. I used to have Aquafaba.
Yeah, I smell
not
evil.
Not anymore.
I'm like, whoa, where's that coming from? In fact, there was a coworker of mine that wore it, and they went past me in, like, nightmares. Like past my head, so.
But that I find scent and music is very powerful.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
You can immediately be transported.
Sense,
yeah,
sense memory, like all of a sudden, wow! And there you're back in that moment.
Oh, totally.
There's one that I have, which I've gotten compliments on over the years. I have one
not
bottle
me.
That I got not from you, but I haven't worn it around you. To be fair, I might.
What
I
haven't
should,
you?
Oh, I don't know if it's. I have it somewhere, but it's yes, I got it years ago. They don't make it anymore, but I really liked it. It was one of those that I think I got. I was 19 or 20, so I think I got had a sample in like an issue of Maxim or something, and I was like, oh, let me get this. But it smelled really good. And they don't make it anymore. It's Nautica. I think it's Latitude Longitude or something.
Nautica.
Really, really nice. And I bought a bottle of it, and they don't make it anymore. So it's like, it's like that's like my own scent, because I don't know if anyone still has a bottle from 14 years ago.
I remember Nautica. I wasn't very impressed by it.
Original Nautica? But this is this isn't the regular Nautica. This is a specific one.
Know.
And they don't make it anymore. Mm. And I'm like, I like this one. So
yeah,
I've gotten a lot
around.
Of like, ooh,
got
what are you wearing?
Stores. So yeah, Nautica's
probably
still
not
around.
That version of it.
Oh, but not that particular. Yeah, well, everybody has a different.
Because like
every brand
has like three different.
Totally.
Right.
Well, Polo has Polo red, green, black, double black,
Polo
blue.
1, 2, 3, 4, black, red.
I like the black and the red. I do.
I have number 2 and red. I really want black though.
The red has a spicy kind of
you
thing
know,
to it.
But I don't know. It depends on winter.
I like the black too. But I don't wear cologne a lot. But see, now it's better because it's finally cooling off. After being 105 fucking degrees forever, it's finally cooling off. Except we're kind of in that middle zone right now where if you get up in the morning and you're going somewhere, it's like 65. So you might wear a light jacket. By the middle of the day, it's 85. And you're like, ugh, I don't want anything to do with this jacket. And then at night, it's cool again. It's down
we're
to 70.
The thing is...
So it's not consistently cool yet.
It's a weird thing where it's like...
Here's bitching about California again.
Global warming is real.
It is.
It is.
It's real because it's shifted so much, the weather patterns. Like, by October, usually it's supposed to be cold, when you're like, no, it's fucking hot as shit.
Yeah, no, my friend who's been here since she was 6, and she's a little older than me, she said, no, it was never warm like this late in the year.
No, never.
Isn't it cold until December now?
It used to rain almost every day in October. I remember I missed that.
We'd have months of rain, and now it's like 2 weeks.
Wow, I missed that then. Because I think as long as I've been here, the rain kind of picks up November, in December.
Well, it's like our parents have said, who were both born and raised and still live in New Jersey, have said winters were never this cold, summers were never this hot. Like, it's evolved to it's the point changed. Where, and in New Jersey, where you get the complete spectrum of weather, where it's hot seasons. And humid, yeah. And then okay. Cold and icy.
Get hot
yeah.
Yeah, that's really storm hitting Mexico right now. That storm hitting Mexico right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, just come a little more north.
People were saying, is it finally going to rain there? I'm like, no. Be nice.
El Nino,
I'm
serious. If it rained though,
for a week.
I don't believe it.
You don't think so?
No, there's nothing, but it's not supposed to. Hit us,
I mean,
yeah.
It'll probably hit us for like 3 days. It's like, oh, it's
raining.
Well,
that's what I've heard. As bad as they're saying it's going to be, it's really not going to make a dent in.
Well, they like, said the that no. It was supposed yeah. to eliminate the drought in California.
Oh, so it is? Because I heard it wasn't.
I okay. highly doubt it.
I'm looking, in the next 10 days, there's one day that's 10% chance of precipitation. Otherwise, it's zero.
I mean, it's going to be like gray.
Oh, what, those days where it looks like it's going to rain yeah, and then right? just never
yes,
does?
Yes.
That's frustrating as hell to me.
It's so, and you're like, is it going to rain? No.
Yeah, like if you're going to rain, at least let's go for
and
it.
And when it does rain now, people forget even more. Californians freak out in the first place because of rain driving.
Very
but
true.
But now, since we don't get rain at all, people freak out even harder.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because no one wants to do shit when it rains. And so when it happens, everyone's
lockdown.
Like, I'm not working.
I'm not working. I'm not going anywhere. Yep.
They should have rain days, I feel, out here.
That's the extreme it's to, yes.
Right? Because if I come to work, I'm not going to do shit. I'm like, hey, yeah, welcome to the store. Fuck you, it's wet.
The last time it rained, which was not too long ago, guys. It was like, what, a couple weeks ago?
It rained a couple weeks ago, but it rains at the most
for 10 minutes.
Time, or the most...
random times.
It doesn't
for
matter.
Like 10 minutes and
that 10 minutes
I honestly don't remember now when the last time was.
The
I
last
left
time
my
it
house at 7:30.
It was at night.
It was at night. Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I was sitting down right. going it's raining and my roommate was like, "No,
it was September.
Possible.
It rained for a little bit because I heard it outside.
For 30 minutes."
Yeah.
And I was like,
"It was regular rain. It wasn't drizzle. It was rain."
But even
but
at
it
night,
was so brief.
An hour because later it was dry.
But the traffic when in that morning, I'm talking about the following morning, so it's not even raining anymore at that point. I left my house at 7:30. I didn't get out into the valley until like 9 o'clock.
No lie. I've heard the horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Super fucked.
The last time it fully rained for days was March of last year. It rained for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I remember that because I was working outside that Friday, and I was
I
like, of
remember.
Course.
I was wearing boots with the holes in them.
It yeah.
And I stepped in a puddle.
Well, Norma just has a history with bad luck with that.
Boots with holes in them.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Like Crocs?
He needs to start watching his step,
show.
I think.
I was wearing boots because I refused to buy new shoes for work, and I was like, fuck you, work. If I buy new shoes, they can be cute as fuck. I'm not wearing them here. And I did. And so I was like, I'll just wear my shoes with holes in them. And so I'm walking, and I step in this puddle, and rage filled me. But I still had, like, 6 hours worth of to go, and I was like, keep it inside. You gotta work still. Don't murder anybody. And I did, because I'm a good person.
But what's funny is just because we're coming up on, is this dated at all? Because I'm about to say it's going to be Halloween. I don't know when you're posting this.
This is the Monday after Halloween.
Oh.
So.
Anyway, we just had Halloween. And
it was a hoot.
It was a hoot.
What I thought of, though, is last Halloween it rained.
It did. You know where I was? On my couch.
Having a classy Halloween.
Yeah.
With a drink in my hand.
Chris and I had
like
pizza.
An asshole.
Drink in your hand? You?
It rained Halloween night last year. I don't remember when it stopped or how long it lasted, but it ran at the this year. No
chance. For like 30 minutes.
No chance. Was that it? Okay.
Yeah, it was dry like in 2 hours.
Oh, when it rains at night, you wake up the next morning, there's no trace of rain. That's frustrating.
Generally. Unless it's an area that collects, sorry to say, but like, you know, Norman's unfortunate incident. Unless you're, you know, there's an area where it just pools. His foot, yes.
Well, a few weeks ago, there were people trapped, like, north of here.
It rains either up north or with a deep truck down slid south. Or
something were like a lot of people like trapped, and it got super muddy. So the mud was running into the road, like mudslides into the road. So cars were trapped in the
mud.
That's
what you get for going to a concert outside. Fuck you guys! I'm with you on that. I'll go to the Hollywood Bowl. That's as far as I'll go.
You'll go 3 miles.
I will get in the train and be like, oh, it's raining? Fuck you guys.
Bringing it all back to I will get on the train. I'll get on that red line. I think we've done it. We've given everybody an extra long episode.
Oh, my God. So deep, guys.
I know. We talked about things like weather and California.
We've definitely informed.
We helped nobody tonight.
That's not the point.
We've warned them.
Not that kind of show. But thank you guys for being here. Much appreciated. Thanks. Of course. I got Norman's inflection now, even going,
you're
much
welcome.
Appreciated. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Turning into you.
Shut up.
But what's it could be worse.
Never be me.
I was trying to think. It's the one that John does of Norman. He's, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I totally butchered it. John does
John.
Job.
No, you
we
did
know.
Not. You did
you're
that.
A piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. That. Oh, you say it all the time.
I don't even remember if he was
every fucking week.
I don't even remember if he was directly quoting you. It was just the inflection was...
He was. Norman calls somebody a piece of shit all the time, particularly John. Which, by the way, if anyone's curious, this is a typical episode of Kate because Norman's been drinking. So,
not
as always.
True.
You had two drinks during the course of the show.
Why
are
you going to put him on blast?
I'm just saying.
I like three drinks on your entire series of your show.
Liar.
Well, three
absolute
shows of
liar.
Drinking.
You drank an entire bottle of wine. That counts as more than one drink.
And that was fine that night,
too. No, but that's what I'm saying. So two drinks tonight, what? That's not even anywhere near scratching the
surface. I'm just pointing it out.
Three drinks tonight, honestly. I had one, second one, then Dory.
Everyone's great at just backing up what I'm saying.
Oh, right,
awesome.
Right. I forgot. That's right. Because what was the first one was just... Oh, the pineapple.
But I'm huge. I'm like
6'1".
I weigh over 200 pounds.
You know, like we said before, what's going to get the job done?
Right.
Again, Norman's not driving, so there you go. He can drink as much as he wants.
But Sean,
I'm just saying.
I am betting he would be absolutely fine to drive right now.
I would be.
Plus the fact
fine.
Some time has passed, but I'm
Oh, he's
sure.
not buzzed.
It's
I'm just
sad.
Saying Norman
I'm
being
not,
Norman
really sad.
Has a drink in his hand.
I'm so
or for
I
most
have to say
of the show.
That is a, yeah, that, I have to say that must be a downside is
so
when it takes more.
Don't defend him.
It does.
Well,
when the doctor's
true.
Like, I drink a lot. They're like,
you know,
oh,
he's
stop
not some
drinking.
95-pound college freshman going, hey. You know, and
I'm a joke,
SpongeBob.
It takes a lot to get me there.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I sung that recently. Oh my
God. You're welcome, Chris. That was the end of your show.
I've had enough.
I've had enough. Signing off.
Yeah. And with that, everybody needs it. You're gonna sing in the background. While, give me a little of that while I close out the show.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I did my performance earlier.
Everyone remember, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr at KPod.
KPod.
Remember to click through the Amazon banner, chrisabalo.com. Click on support the show.
Support the show.
And click through that Amazon banner. Bookmark it. Your holiday shopping is going to start soon. Make sure you're shopping using our Amazon banner.
Kwanzaa.
And visit all the other sponsors, Kwanzaa. And, of course, subscribe and tell a friend and share the show with everybody. You can follow just Sherry on Twitter and Instagram at SherryBaby09.
Follow me, baby.
Follow.
She will not lead you wrong.
I won't.
Or will she?
I will.
Well,
Norman will.
Only if
on
you want her to.
But Norman's invisible on social media.
If you
so
pay.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Smart. I agree with it. But nonetheless, and follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter.
Chris Abalo.
And at Chris Sells Out on Instagram.
Chris Sells Out.
And yeah, for all the best stuff. That's right. Keep following the show. Keep listening every week. And next week, as always, brand new show next Monday. So until then, for Carol, Sherry, and Norman, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.